Dr. Nerdine, we'll start with you. Why are biopsies commonly recommended for patients?
So we have a disease called fatty liver, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, that is so prevalent in this country. About 25% of the population. This disease can progress to the more advanced form called NASH, which you can get scarring and even cirrhosis. So when doctors see abnormal tests or imaging, sometimes they want to do a liver biopsy to see which stage you're at. And I say sometimes because actually liver biopsy now is getting ordered less and less because we have non-invasive testing that we're going to talk about, which is a revolution in science.
Yeah, and Donna, kind of turning over to you, what are some of the downsides of these traditional biopsies?
Well, you know, the downside of biopsy, and I speak as somebody who has had six of them, you know, are many. So when you think about it, you and whoever's driving you to the hospital or clinic or where you're having it, you know, have to take the whole day off, so there's just time involved. The procedure itself can be relatively quick. In the traditional manner, it's a very long needle that is sort of quickly inserted between two of your ribs, and it sort of ka-chunk, like a Law and Order sound, in a way, is how I always think about it. And it takes a small segment of your liver that they send to a pathologist. But then you as the patient have to lay there on your side for 1 to 6 hours so that you don't, you know, bleed. And so there's a risk of, and it's relatively small, you know, but there's still a risk of bleeding, infection, perhaps a perforation. There's also a risk that they've taken a biopsy or a sample of your liver from somewhere that may be relatively healthy. And then, you know, 2 inches over, you actually have late-stage disease or even liver cancer. So there are limitations to this procedure that, you know, that we've known for a while, but we didn't really have the alternatives that we do today.
Well, and I mean, for some of those things that you just mentioned there, some people just don't like to go to the doctor in general, let alone how fun some of those biopsies do sound. So what alternatives, say, for our listeners right now that are listening, what alternatives are available for patients?
So the blood tests that the patients have, such as liver enzymes, they can be put together with their age and another blood test and calculate a certain score that takes a second in the doctor's hand through a smartphone or website and tell you exactly if they have advanced fibrosis or not, which is scarring of the liver. Also, there are imaging-based tests, special ultrasounds, such as one called FibroScan, which in my office takes less than 10 minutes. I can tell the patients if they have or how much fat they have and how much scarring they have and if they have cirrhosis or not, believe it or not, without a liver biopsy. Also, there are MRI techniques, like the multi-scan and the myelostography. So there is a menu of options, but the key is, as you said, the patient should be aware that this condition can lead to cirrhosis and liver cancer and seek assessment of the liver.
You know, absolutely. You know, you raised so many important issues. You know, scared of going to the doctor sometimes or certainly of a biopsy. And that's one of the reasons that so much liver disease, so much NASH is undiagnosed. That, you know, when you think about it, like 1 in 4 people are walking around with some form of fatty liver disease or NASH. And so, you know, we want to stop that. We want to make sure that people understand what their liver health is. And so, you know, no matter if, you know, people have access to, you know, an academic medical center like Cedars-Sinai or, you know, or a rural clinic, there is some form of non-invasive diagnostic that, you know, every doctor has access to, whether it's, you know, blood work for these types of imaging. So there really should be, you know, no excuse for people understanding their liver health and being able to take action. And that's the most important message that we want to get across today, and why this Beyond the Biopsy campaign is so important, to let people know that there really are options available to everyone to understand their liver health and their risk of NASH today.
All right, I know you guys are short on time. Again, we do want to thank you for being a part of this and taking the time out of your day for us here at WCCI. But we went over a little bit of what the benefits of, say, a non-invasive approach could be like, which I think is a good thing. But in a condensed interview like this, I always want to give, I guess, the interviewees the opportunity to let people know where exactly they could go find more information and where they can learn a little bit more about their options, because it's hard to get into in a very short interview. So is there a place somebody can go to get more information on this issue?
Yes, the Global Liver Institute website, globalliver.org/beyond.
All right, again, that's globalliver.org, it's definitely something that we would like our audience to check out. So, guys, again, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We hope that we can talk again in the future.
Thank you.
All right, again, that is Donna Cryer and also Dr. Mazin Noureddine. And they were nice enough to take time out of their day to talk to us. We thank them very, very much. And we want to remind you that you can always listen to In Touch at 11:40 a.m. here on 100.3 FM.